flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 9 Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it as always. Hopefully everybody's enjoying the nice warm weather here on a Tuesday. I'm like 75 degrees today. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good, Andy Bunker. Just pace yourself. Just pace yourself because it's going down next week. But I'm not going to say, if you want to be out here with your legs out, like you are. Just
well, do you
be careful.
Do you think that I'm not going to change between now and then?
Oh no, dog. Because like, you know your body temperature. It takes like a week to get acclimated to the new climate.
Like you think that I got shorts on today, and like if it's 50 degrees next Tuesday, that like I'm just not going to slip
about it, your
some
legs
jeans
ain't
on.
Your legs ain't gonna recover. That's what I'm saying. Don't just take my word for it, dog. That pneumonia real now. But yeah, okay. It is a wonderful.
If I catch pneumonia,
Tuesday.
If I catch pneumonia,
if you get pneumonia
from a 75 degree Tuesday, I got bigger problems.
You got bigger problems. Yeah, we got to get.
I got bigger problems.
Yeah, get you to the damn doctor. But
I'm a sickly individual.
But yeah, it's a great Tuesday coming off of a was it, would you say that was like it wasn't as good as Allen Iverson over Ty Lue?
No,
but it was. Like,
I wouldn't say it was as good as that.
But it was similar. He stepped over him. Yeah, he stepped over
hit
him.
Hit a game winner. Now you know AI did it in the finals.
Yeah,
in first.
Yeah.
But anyway, no. Yeah, it was kind of like that.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Okay. Bob Rathbun called it the Motown Stomp, which is a pretty solid little like combo of things. And yeah, he stepped over him.
Okay,
won the game. Yeah. I'll say this. Needed it.
Hell yeah, they did.
Needed it.
I mean, listening to Trey post game, you know, he's like, yeah, you know, obviously happy. But how let him back in the game? Like, Detroit came roaring back.
Yeah, no, it felt very much like they were going to let that one slip away.
But no, they did not. 8-game losing streak snap.
Over.
Thank you. And Trey was freaking amazing.
Yeah, he was great.
He was freaking amazing last night.
Looked like an all-star, didn't he?
He damn sure did, man. He was freaking great last night. And obviously, cultivating with that big shot. I mean, I was like, get it off. Hurry up and get it off.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's like, go. What are you waiting for? Go.
And just a big time shot by a big time player, and like I said, the win streak is starting at one. We're at one right now, baby. With wind beat him coming in, hey, bring it, guy.
Yeah, you got to figure out new chemistry and all that.
Yeah,
is De'Aaron Fox. I don't know.
Oh, it's like,
I hope not.
Is he playing? Is he making his debut against the Hawks?
I hope not.
Let's hope not. But yeah, great game last night. Thought you know, Dyson Daniels played really good. Kay Cunningham, it's a hard guard.
He's a talented big player, man.
He's a hard guard.
Good handle. He can shoot. He can pass. Cade Cunningham. He had 14 assists last night.
Yeah, man.
That dude is. I know he's an all-star for the first time this year. First time he's really been healthy for the first half of the season in a while. Yeah. It's a nice player, man.
One of many. Yeah, it's one really of many. Good player. This kid stays healthy. He is going to be one of those guys, man. And so you saw him just, you know, willing his team back in it. But, yeah, the Hawks were able to get it done. Richard Shea's been playing pretty good on his road trip.
Yeah, pretty good.
He's been playing pretty good.
A little bit more aggressive.
Yeah, he's getting more opportunities. He's like, I have no choice now but to be aggressive because Jalen's not there.
It seems like it's been communicated.
Yeah, like you need to go. We need you to go.
Like, yeah, one of the rungs on the ladder is available. You need to step one up. I don't know who you are. If you're three, maybe sometimes you're three, sometimes you're two.
Right.
Obviously, Trey is number one option. Another really nice performance from DeAndre Hunter. He was in the starting lineup last night, which maybe is something you're going to have to do. Maybe that's something you're going to have to do just because of where you are depth-wise. But a good performance from him. And, nice to see Risa Shea being able to take advantage of those extra shots and kind of extra responsibility. He got hit hard in the fourth quarter on that one drive. He had that kind of clear, I don't know if it was a clear path, whatever, but he got hit pretty hard. They called a flagrant two on it or whatever it was.
But we talked about that.
It was pretty rough.
Detroit's a physical-ass team.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, you know, they were not their most physical guy.
He played last night.
He played, but he was
Beef Stew played last night.
Where did the Beef Stew come from?
I don't know. Isaiah Stewart.
I know Stewart. Beefy. Okay. When you were saying that yesterday, I was like,
it's just a good nickname for a guy who's kind of rough.
All right. All right. But the thing was Clint Capela and Bogey didn't play again. So, obviously, we were looking for Thursday to see those two dudes on another roster. And now you're like, I'm not saying that you're looking for reinforcement, but what do the Hawks do as far as maybe bringing somebody in? I know last week it was all about Brandon Ingram, and now saw something this morning, Paul George or something like that.
Yeah, I saw they had at least made a phone call.
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
I mean, he's a good player. He's better than what you got, you know, and he can add to it, and he's under contract for a long time.
Yeah.
But that's one of the things, does Paul George want to come to Atlanta?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean,
When
I saw that, I was like, oh.
Okay. I was hoping they would do that like 5 years ago.
Yes, before he went to the Clippers.
Yeah. And then obviously understand why he went to the Clippers and all that. And like, again, it would still be, that'd be cool. Like, Paul George, obviously a really good player, but it would be weird. Yes. Like, based on the age of the core that you're building with and all that. I mean, whatever. You get a guy like that, I guess you go for it, but I don't know. I don't really believe it. But that'd be fine, I guess.
Good to hear them, and it's good to hear their name.
I know. Kind of where you are, right? Yeah. It's like, they were in on it.
Yeah, they were in on it. You know, they
made a phone call.
Landry made some calls.
Yeah.
Just to see what's what. And things, but yeah, that'd be, you know, as well as around the league in general, I still think there's going to be another big name that is going to be on the move, and not Jimmy Butler, somebody else. I don't know who, but it just feels like, you know, it seems like something else is going to happen. Because it feels like the Warriors are desperate.
Yeah, I know they're trying to put on a face like they're not. Like, Steph's like, we don't have to. But they're calling
like they're
on everybody.
Desperate.
And they should be.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you got aging stars, and really you have one star, and Draymond's still there. Like, obviously, two of the guys that won a lot of those games, but Steph's still a star player.
Yes.
But for how long? And, you know, he can't do everything that he used to do, at least not for all the games that he used to do it. So I get it. Like, you got to try to maximize those final however many seasons or games or runs that you have left with him and that crew. But even still, like, you know, what are they going to get that's going to put them in the mix?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I guess if they went and got, I know Jimmy Butler's not going there.
Yeah.
He's made that clear that he's not going to sign long term with them. I mean, look, I suppose if they were able to swing the LeBron thing, you put LeBron there. But even still, like, what's that do? You know?
I don't know. Like, do they go call Phoenix?
Yeah. Then what? KD?
Yeah, go get
I heard there was some rumors about reuniting with him.
Yeah, go get KD back. I don't know.
That'd be cool.
That'd be all right.
I could see that.
Yeah, but is that enough? That's the only thing. Is that enough? Because these dudes are like, when you look at Steph and LeBron, they want another chip. You know, you're trying to, especially if you're Golden State, I mean, is he the best Warrior of all time?
Who?
Steph.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Like, he's your greatest player that's won all these things. Well, do you want to see if you can get?
I was gonna say Wilt Chamberlain played there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what my original thoughts.
Yeah.
Wasn't Wilt a Warrior? But he wasn't a Golden State Warrior.
Philadelphia Warrior.
Yeah. Philadelphia Warrior.
And did they win? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean,
Rick Barry.
I like Rick Barry. He's an underhand shot.
Yeah, they won a championship with Rick Barry.
Yeah.
75.
But I mean, and bringing it back to the Hawks, it's all like, where do you see your organization? Because the guy who you view as the second best player is out for the year. Mm-hmm. Do you still think you can make some kind of noise in the East? I think that would be my only thing if they looked at it that way. Do they need draft picks and all those things to maybe move or something? Because You know how I am with the NBA draft. Like, I'm still like, damn. I saw Marvin Bagley. They want to move up for Marvin Bagley. Like, this dude was number two pick in the draft.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they were looking at this guy as a franchise cornerstone player.
He was the guy actually drafted before Luka and Trey, yes. Right?
Yeah.
Because it was Ayton, it was Bagley, it was Luka, it was Jaren Jackson Jr., and then it was Trey.
Yeah.
Huh. Well,
I mean, hell, Ayton had a game last night.
Yeah.
24-20?
Ayton's had moments.
Yeah, 24-20 last night. But, yeah, I mean.
Bagley hasn't really. Obviously, Luka's Luka, and now he's in L.A. It's the story of the year.
Where's Wiseman at?
I don't know.
Oh, that's what I'm like. You think
Detroit,
about
Detroit, right? Wasn't he in Detroit?
Like, you think about all these young bigs. Like, he went to the greatest situation with the Warriors.
Yeah.
But he was there a year?
A couple years.
Shipped his ass out of there, man.
Detroit. I guess he's hurt.
Oh, they're all in Detroit.
No, Pacers. Plays for the Pacers.
Okay.
Now.
Okay. They're all. I mean, that'll be interesting. With my man, is he going to move? You know? Like, if I'm the
Every year, Miles Turner.
And then he gets the extension.
And then no one trades for him. Which, again, why would you trade him, first of all?
Right.
You were in the Eastern Conference Finals last year. He's a stretch big who can block shots. Like, he's really good.
Right.
And Miles Turner's a really good player. But every year, he's the Zach LaVine. But Zach LaVine finally got traded.
Got moved.
So maybe, who knows? Maybe he will get traded this year. I don't know why they would do that, though. Like, what would be the point of that?
I don't know.
Then make them better.
I don't know. This was like the Lakers need bodies.
The Lakers want him,
so I guess
that's the way the NBA works.
Yeah, they need centers.
Yeah.
Yeah, they need some big guys because LeBron can't block no more shots.
You know, they had one and they just traded
him. They traded
him,
They traded him for that guy. I think they said they're having a presser this morning
all
that stuff.
I can't wait. I can't wait to hear his reaction to this because he didn't know.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear LeBron finally talk about it.
They play the Clippers.
That's going to be interesting.
They play the Clippers tonight.
Those two teams play, by the way. The Mavericks and Lakers play later this month, the 27th or something
like that. Should be ready by then.
Oh, I would hope so.
The funniest I saw yesterday was, you know, how they do the video and, hey, I'm here and all that. AD's video to Dallas, man, it was pretty bad.
Well, I didn't see it.
He was obviously on the plane to head to Dallas. Hey, this is AD, man. Really excited to be a Maverick. See you guys soon. Oh, this is
This is Max.
This is Max.
He's coming too.
Yeah, basically how it sounded. Hey, this is Max. He's coming too with us. Can't wait. We're excited for this new journey. See you soon.
Okay. It's got to be weird to be him, doesn't it?
Yes.
Because think about
the
all the reactions
that he's getting.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That, and then also, like, he didn't see it coming. He's having a great year.
Yeah.
He's hurt right now. He should be an all-star starter. Him and LeBron had won a lot of games. They won a championship a handful of years ago. Like, he didn't think he was on the move.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden you're getting traded for Luka and everyone's calling you a bag of peanuts?
Yes.
Like, hang on a second. I'm Anthony Davis, man. Like, I'm a great basketball player.
Right.
He's a great player. Obviously, he's a little older. He's been hurt, whatever. But, like, yeah, it's got to be a weird situation just to watch. Because no one's really talking about him that much in the general coverage of all of this.
No.
Except for when they do, they're like, I can't believe they didn't get more.
Right.
It's like, dang, man.
That ain't enough.
I'm pretty good. Pretty good player.
Yeah, man.
Oh.
But, no, it's pretty funny, man. But, I mean, that's why Ant-Man being Ant-Man. I feel bad for Luka. We feel bad for Luka for what?
Because he's not going to get 120 extra?
Yeah, man.
That's what he meant, right?
I hope so, dude. Yeah. That's still foul.
Yeah, that's one of those things the NBA's got to look at. Like, you shouldn't be allowed to, like, the media voting on guys really affecting their ability to earn as far as all NBA teams. And then the Supermax stuff, like, you shouldn't be able to be impacted like that. In no other league is somebody's ability to earn impacted by stuff that they can't control.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, 120 million, I realize he's still going to get $230 million.
Because they tried to put it in, Bunk, so these guys wouldn't leave.
Right.
Yeah, they tried to put this bird right thing and all that so they wouldn't leave. Well, they traded him.
He didn't exactly. Like,
yeah.
If they trade you
they
and you
him.
Don't demand a trade,
right.
Which is, he didn't ask to be traded.
Right.
Like, he should still be allowed to get that contract.
I agree.
You know?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's some foul. You know how I feel about the media voting on that stuff that affects $40 million.
I think it's unfair to the media.
I hate it.
I think it puts you in a hard spot. Like,
they love it.
I wouldn't.
They love
I wouldn't want to vote on that.
I mean,
because it's just my opinion of who the best guys are.
There's been so many NBA writers.
I'm not trying to cost a guy money, but I just don't think you're one of the 15 best guys in the NBA.
There's been plenty of writers. I know Marcus J. Spears, he's like, I don't want to do it.
I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do this anymore.
I don't want to vote on that.
Because,
it's a guy's ability to get a max contract?
Yeah. Because of me?
No.
Who just covers him?
Right. And I think my opinion is valid, but my opinion shouldn't cost him his paycheck or part of his paycheck. Yeah, I think that's bad. I think that's a bad, that's a flaw in the way that things are set up currently. Yeah, there's a number of them.
Flawed.
But you know, at the end of the day, he'll probably make enough money.
Oh, he's gonna be fine.
He'll probably be.
He's gonna be fine.
I'm not crying for him.
And now he's going to LA, so yeah. That makes, you know,
the star that he already is gonna grow.
Yes.
Exponentially.
Yes, he's a global star.
If you thought you were tired of Luka before, just wait.
Wait, he's gonna be.
He's gonna be everywhere.
They got a big picture of him on the Hollywood sign up there.
Yeah. Let him drop a couple pounds and go on a playoff run this year. He's going to be in every commercial.
Yes.
You haven't really seen that many Luka commercials.
Is he any? I thought there might be one, a few. There might be one or two. Allstate has everybody.
LeBron's still in every commercial.
Yeah.
Steph's in some commercials. Who other NBA guys are in commercials?
Dude, you know who I saw in a commercial yesterday? What's the quarterback? Josh Johnson?
Yeah.
Did you see his commercial?
With all the teams.
Yeah.
And he's changing jerseys.
Yes. I was like, awesome.
It's a great commercial.
It's a great commercial.
I was like, that's awesome. Like, they played on a guy who's done something that no one else has done before. You know who should ask for a commercial like that? Jesse Chavez.
Why not?
Jesse Chavez is the Josh Johnson of Major League Baseball.
What could Jesse sell?
He just got signed by somebody, didn't he? The Rangers. So he'll be a Brave by April.
By April, yeah.
Yeah. Jesse could sell all kinds
Jesse's
of stuff.
Jesse's coming back. You know that, right?
Jesse could sell glasses. Spectacles.
That's what he should.
Yeah.
Get your own line. I'm sure he has his own line of frames.
I hope he does. Yeah. Get him his own signature line of like changeable, right? Like you can put your lenses in a different frame for if you change jobs. Like you want to wear blue today, but tomorrow you work on a purple team. It would be perfect for Jesse. All right. Again, free ideas every day from 11 to 2. We'll come back and get into what's trending here. Kirk Cousins said something interesting on TV this morning.
Huh.
If you think your Tuesday's going good, we're going to ruin it in like 5 minutes. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
You know, the things that people claim to care most about, like the winning moments and all that kind of stuff. Great again last night for Trey. 17 in the fourth, 34 overall. Just awesome. Awesome stuff. And they needed every single one of them because they beat Detroit 132-130 on the road. And there you go. Snap the 8-game losing
More
streak.
Important.
Maybe a little good feeling coming home.
Hell
they got
yeah.
San Antonio, Wemby, maybe De'Aaron Fox, who knows, on Wednesday. And yeah, make it 2.
Yeah, 8-game, losing 8 games. And all the stuff that's happened in the middle of those 8
right,
games.
Right, because it's not
there.
Just that.
Just not that.
Jalen Johnson done for the year.
Yeah, man.
Trey misses the All-Star team.
And so now you got
Bogey and Capella not playing because they're probably going to trade them.
Yeah, you got some good juju or Grigri or whatever as you come back home to take on that monster from France. But, yeah, I mean, he's an outstanding player, Trey. I mean, and like you said, all those measurables and stats and everything like that. I know how I am about him. So he's great. I don't need to know all that. But, you know, for some reason, people got to hold that against, try to hold something. I don't know what it is. I'm not going to speculate what it is. They don't like his beard.
We did that last week. Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's anything personal. Yeah, I think the team's not very good. They haven't been for a number of years. And I don't think people really, like other coaches in the league, they don't really think that much about the Hawks.
Yeah. And so here we are.
I think it's more of a referendum on the team's success over the last handful of years than it is on his.
But he's a great player, and last night he put the team on his shoulders, especially in that fourth quarter. I mean, obviously we just heard the shot, but I mean, he was money all night, making the right shot, right decision with the pass. I thought the pass was really good last night. Mm-hmm. A lot of backdoor cuts and things like that. Dyson Daniels played really good.
Yeah.
Reese Shea, obviously DeAndre Hunter, who's in the starting lineup, was really good early, aggressive early.
Akongwu got a win.
Oh, yeah, that's the first win
in the starting lineup.
Yeah, I had a nice block last night. I thought Cade was going to yam on that.
There was a couple of them. Like, Akongwu got that nice block on Cade right after Daniels threw that thing disrespectfully off the glass.
Yeah, I thought he was about to get Akongwu.
He threw that thing off the glass like a JV, like, varsity scrimmage. Like, he was being so rude, he didn't have to do all that.
Yeah, man.
And then Akongwu got the block, like, on the next play. It was great.
And he got it before he went up.
Yeah.
He got it before he tried to go up and yam on his ass. But, yeah, finally got a win with him in the lineup. And we talked about it in the first segment. Reese Shea is being more aggressive offensively. I think he averaged, like, 20 points in this little road trip they were on, which is right on time.
Dude, he's doing that.
It was right on time.
He's going to win the Rookie of the Year if he does
which
that.
Is right on time.
Honestly, if he averages 20 points a game the rest of the year, he'll win the Rookie of the Year.
Because I would hope so.
He will.
Like, you're thinking about who else is out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's him. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully he can keep this going. And more than anything, even if the points are, just stay aggressive. You know what I mean? Don't go back to being passive and everything, as we don't know what's going to come in as far as the trade deadline. But I don't think whatever they bring in should affect how he continues to play.
I would hope not.
I would hope not.
Especially, you know, if it does end up being like an expiring contract of somebody who – like a Brandon Ingram or someone like that.
Right.
Like, you know, obviously he's a nice player and better than probably everyone else that you have on your roster right now other than Trey. But if he's not a part of the future, don't let him stand in the way of the guy who is. I don't even know. I probably wouldn't be a buyout candidate. I wouldn't think that they would do that. You probably wouldn't want the body for the remainder of the year. But maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to buy his ass out so he can go pick a contender? No.
I don't know.
I'll keep him around.
I mean, because you're not trading him for him. You're trading him to get picks.
Yeah, but maybe you might like it over here.
He might.
Yeah.
But then what? Are you going to sign him? You can't afford that.
You can afford it.
Maybe.
Technically, you can.
Wow.
But then,
technically, you can afford anything.
Yeah, but then there's other things.
They're still shedding salary. Yeah,
there's still other
things. To get under the luxury tax.
Yeah, there's still other things. Yeah, I mean.
That's a part of why you're going to trade Capella and
get rid of had to get rid of Kevin Herter because that damn pesky old luxury tax.
Yeah, man, you can't go into the tax. And again, I don't blame them. I'm not going into the tax to be four games under 500 at the All-Star break. But make me spend my money. But then people would say, well, if you spend, then you'll get there. There's no guarantee of that.
No, there is not.
There's no guarantee of that.
No, there is
draft not. Well enough to where I have to do it. Again, I don't know. What? Spend it. Don't own an NBA team if you don't want to spend all the money. I don't know. I'm not going to argue on behalf of the billionaire. If it's too much for you, then sell them. You know what I mean?
I mean, you're better off.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You probably make a nice little chunk. And then, you know, maybe the next guy will do it.
Everybody wants a franchise now, Bunk.
Everybody
wants to get into the sports franchise owning.
Yep.
I'm sure that if the Hawks were on sale,
It wouldn't last long. All right. So, Kirk Cousins doing interviews. I don't know if he's going to be a part of some media stuff for the Super Bowl.
Probably.
I know he's kind of dipping his toe into that.
Probably.
As his career is near its end. I don't know how close it is to its end, but near its end. He was on Good Morning Football this morning, the morning show on NFL Network. Talked about all kinds of different stuff. Eventually, they got to asking him about, hey, like, what happened last year? What's your next step? And he was like, yeah, last year didn't go the way I wanted it to, obviously, blah, blah, blah. My main focus right now is to get healthy. And I was so mad because I thought they were just going to let that go.
Right.
Get healthy? What do you mean get healthy? I thought you were healthy. And then the host, to her credit, goes, wait a minute. Like, what do you mean? Like, healthy? Your Achilles? And Kirk said, my Achilles was okay. At times during the first part of the year, it was about my ankle around my Achilles. And then he said this.
We were 6-3, was playing well, doing a lot of good things, even if the right ankle wasn't perfect. But then against the Saints, got hit pretty good in my right shoulder and elbow. Mm. And from there, kind of dealing with that, you know, was something I was working through and just never really could get it to where I wanted it.
I'll be damn.
Okay.
I'll be damn. So we knew something was wrong with you.
Well, now we know.
And we know, and we knew that eventually you were going to say it.
We knew he would tell us you eventually. Knew,
and that's something me and you, I was like, well, when did he get hurt?
Yeah.
And then I think they said he was on the after the Saints. I said, so did he get hit in a Saints game or something like that that's messing up? And now you know. And I'm not surprised by the answer of what was wrong with it. It's just the fact is that, did y'all know?
Yeah.
The NFL team.
Who knew? Because he was on the injury report one day
because
during the practice week that next week.
Andy, if he was injured or whatever, he wasn't on any injury report since then, was he?
Just one day that next week.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, after that, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did they not know? You had to know because you're looking dead.
You're watching him.
You're watching.
You got. You're
him.
Asking.
You got to know
because you're not just being like, "Oh shucks, Kirk."
Yeah, you got. You got
those interceptions.
This.
Sure
and
are.
If they did, and if he did
inconvenient,
and if he just fought through it and didn't say anything, then that's some dog blank.
It is, but it's also something that you speculated on during the season of like, yeah, maybe he's just faking it because he knows if Penix gets in there, he's going to take his job.
If that's the case, that's some dog blank.
It is because it cost the team a playoff.
Yes, that's some dog crap.
Yeah.
If he did that, that's some dog.
Which
crap.
It sounds like. At least it's possible that he did.
That's some dog crap.
Here's the flip side of it. If they knew about it and kept playing him, watching him play like that, because here's the deal. That Saints game was November 10th, right? Could have won it, didn't win it, whatever. They lost by 3 points.
That's when it fell out.
Yeah, the second half of that game is when they couldn't do anything offensively. The next week was the Broncos, and they got smoked by 32.
Right.
Absolutely nothing happened offensively. The next week was a bye,
which
would have been a perfect time if you had a quarterback with an injured shoulder. If you know it's injured, to be like, hey, man, like let's because the week after that was the four interception game against the Chargers.
Yes.
So
as bad as you played, you were still in the game.
Yeah.
As bad as he played, they were still in the game.
If you had a quarterback in there that maybe just didn't throw four interceptions, maybe you do win that game.
But if this stinks.
Yeah, they got to answer for this.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah,
he just did what he always does.
Always.
And they knew he was going to do it. Eventually, he was going to tell the truth. So now it's like, well, what did you guys know?
Yeah. This stinks.
It does.
It stinks because if you cost this team and these players an opportunity – because you didn't want to come out because you were worried about this guy or I can fight. I've been an athlete, dog. I've fought through stuff before, 100%. So I'm not saying that athletes don't do it. We fight through it. But if you're hindering it, then
– he wasn't fighting through it.
That's selfish.
He threw 8 interceptions in the next 3 games and zero touchdowns.
And I'm going to completely keep saying if. Now, we know he's hurt because he said it.
Right.
Now,
here's the flip side of it.
Yeah.
Here's the flip side of it of also maybe why someone would do this. And this is maybe giving Kirk the benefit of a doubt that he hasn't earned because he does just tell the truth publicly. Maybe he's playing a little PR game.
Oh, he has to.
And he's like, hey, I was hurt. I'm actually still really good. When I was healthy, I was 6-3. And then my shoulder got hurt just to tell all the other teams in the NFL, hey, I'm still worth taking a chance
on. But you remember what he said.
I'm good.
But you remember what he said. He said, I haven't forgotten how to play quarterback.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, he was still he's working on all that. But for him to come out like and just say that right then and there – you're absolutely.
I can't believe he said that. Like, I honestly can't believe he went on TV. I know, because he's him.
Because it's him.
But, like, you gotta, like.
That's crap. That's crap.
That's full on, I'm not going to be a Falcon anymore,
that's crap.
And I know it.
Yes.
And I'm trying to politic for the rest of the league.
That's crap.
And now Raheem and Terry and somebody, I mean, we're going to ask him about it.
Yeah.
Kirk said his shoulder was hurt against the Saints.
Yeah.
On November 10th.
That's crap. And again,
was it?
As being fought through stuff. Fought through stuff, Andy, that I probably shouldn't have played. You know what I mean? In a game, Sharpshooter wouldn't play it anyway. But I wasn't a damn quarterback,
right? And maybe you played good,
and I did actually.
He didn't,
yeah. But
that's the thing.
No, this is
he didn't. He played awful.
This is
after
that's some bull crap.
It's really bad.
That's some bull.
It's really, really, really bad.
Yeah.
This hour of the Midday Show with Andy and Randy is brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast. PadleyBuys.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 20 minutes away from getting into an NFL no huddle, as it is Super Bowl week. We'll let you hear from some of the folks that spoke last night at the Super Bowl, Roger Goodell, some of the players. We'll get back into that Kirk Cousins audio from earlier today as well, as I know probably not a lot of people have heard it because it happened on, you know, randomly, you know, middle of an NFL Network morning show this morning, kind of snuck into the middle of the interview, but yeah, sounds like he hurt his shoulder.
Crap.
Against the Saints on November 10th, which just so happens to be when everything went sideways for the team. So we'll get back into that. But more fun news to talk about here with Mike Conte, who joins us at 11:40 on Tuesdays. Good morning to you, Mike. How are you?
What up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, guys? Lots of fun stuff. in my Hawks Atlanta United corner of the world.
Yeah.
Got a lot of fun going on.
First time in a while we're talking about a win, so we'll get there as far as the Hawks go. But big news is the Atlanta United made it official with Latte Lat this morning. Big DP signing from, I know he's had played in England. He's from the Ivory Coast. But what do you, what do Atlanta United fans need to know about this guy?
Well, there's your striker. You know, you had Giakoumakis, and then he left. And before him, you had Joseph. And this is the next, you would hope, Joseph or Giakoumakis as far as output is concerned. Good player, good pedigree, played for Middlesbrough in a league that I think is very, very comparable to MLS, which is the English Championship, the second division in England, very comparable league to MLS, and had really good, almost borderline dominant numbers with Middlesbrough. So a very encouraging signing, someone that was the target of some Premier League clubs in this transfer window. And it's funny, I was talking to someone on the elevator this morning. He made a good point. He said, there are Premier League clubs right now that are the envy casting envy towards Atlanta United, because Atlanta United spent $50 million, maybe not quite that much, but close to $50 million in this window to make their team better. The top teams of the world have not been doing that this window. So just one more very, very aggressive move, probably the final big aggressive move that this team will make prior to the start of the season. And on paper, this attack looks almost lethal. You know, it looks really, really strong. You just hope that everyone stays healthy, and now you can go out and execute, because Atlanta United has had a lot of great rosters on paper that have not necessarily been able to get the job done.
So when you look at the attack, because obviously you got him up top, is Miggy going to go back to his normal spot like when he was here previously?
I think he'll probably play on the wing. I think you'll probably have, you know, they asked him on Friday, will it be left wing or right wing? He said either. And quite frankly, after Jason and I were talking about this on Saturday, after the kickoff,
it's pretty much flowing.
It really doesn't matter. You know, it's like take a salt shaker and just, you know, sprinkle it. But my guess is he would probably line up, I think, on right wing. You saw Saba playing on left wing a lot in Birmingham on Saturday. That might have been a hint. I think Moranchuk still plays centrally, but Moranchuk can play out on the wing as well. I think that'll be really amorphous. You'll have the same four attacking players in your first choice group: Saba, Moranchuk, Almiron, and now Latte Lath. You know, again, you can kind of see that being a little bit formless as you get into game action, but I don't think you're going to see, like, for example, Miguel Almiron take the opening kickoff because he's the central attacking midfielder. I don't think you're going to see too much of that.
Well, real quick, you got a nickname yet?
Oh, yeah.
No, it's tough. It's tough. Everyone's been asking.
Huh?
That's not bad.
It's pretty bad.
That's not bad. There's a lot of pressure. Like, people think, see, here's the problem. People think I'm, like, clever and that I can come up with stuff. Like, I really can't.
Boom Giakoumakis is one of the all-time great calls in any team. Any sport.
I might just retire with that one. Like, I don't know if I can top that.
No, it doesn't work.
No, someone actually said Boom Shaka Latte. That was actually pretty good.
That is pretty good.
Okay. But someone on Reddit said that I was a bum, and if I use that, it would just prove my status as a bum. So can't use that one.
How do you know that? How do you know that someone on Reddit said that you were a bum?
I read it.
I know, but why? Why are you reading that stuff? You can't be reading Reddit threads.
I think it's helpful to me as someone who covers the team to know what fans are saying about the team.
Okay.
And when you see your name pop up, you're compelled to read it.
I feel like only negative stuff happens on those threads.
No, most of those guys like me. It's one or two that really despise me. But I think for the most part, those guys like me. So. Good. And they provide good, honest feedback. So you know, I will not be using Boom Shaka Latte, although I really do like that.
That is pretty good.
But it's nothing I could have – I'm not clever enough to have come up with that by myself. So automatically it gets rejected.
All right. So, I mean, I want to get to the Lucas stuff because it's pretty wild. And just to sort of get your reaction to it in general. But let's start with the Hawks winning last night. Trey Schott, he's been awesome in crunch time this season. It's got to feel good for those guys just to get a win, given that eight in a row hadn't gone their way.
I thought that might have been the best shot of Trey's career. Okay. And there have been a lot of them. And the pressure of this one does not match like a playoff game at Madison Square Garden.
Right.
But just, if you watch the play and how nearly perfectly Malik Beasley had it defended and how the timing was pitch perfect with the end of the shot clock, that was an extremely difficult shot. Mm-hmm. Now, again, it's a regular season game at Detroit. You know, I could definitely be talked off that position that it was the best shot of his career. I thought it was a more difficult shot than the half-court shot he made at Utah to win the game this year.
Yeah.
So, you know, the pressure might have been a little bit different. It was a very tough shot. It's good. It's another reminder that if Jalen Johnson were healthy, I think this team could be top four or five. Because if you look at the rest of the Eastern Conference right now, Orlando is starting to fall.
Yeah.
Detroit's kind of treading water. Miami, you know, once they trade Jimmy Butler, probably will fall. Like, it was really set up for the Hawks outside of, you know, the top three in the East, who they played very well against this year in Cleveland, New York, and Boston. Really, it was set up for the Hawks to be in that second group with Milwaukee and, I don't know, maybe Detroit in there. And the Jalen Johnson injury just derails everything. And now you're kind of waiting and seeing, like, all right, you've got how many, I guess, 48 hours to the trade deadline, a little bit more. When is this Bogdanovich thing going to be resolved? He's not with the team. Clint Capella has back spasms. He hasn't played. He's another one who's on the trading block. You want to get some closure on that. I think the players probably want some closure on that as well. But last night was frustrating because that was a good game against a good team. And it just shows, even, you know, against Indiana and some of the games that they've played recently, they've been very, very competitive. It just shows you, man, if you had Jalen Johnson healthy, this group could be special. And it's a bad break.
Who do you think of the two that's not playing, because with the back spasms, if whatever, who do you think will be moved?
Well, I mean, I'm assuming Bogdanovich has to be like a done deal. Why else are they not dressing him?
What I just read was the only reason it hasn't happened yet is because they're still kind of shopping around being aggressive with their ask. So maybe if none of those happen, then they'll have to come back down to earth and make a...
Well, I saw a report about there was a Capella for Vucevic straight up offer out there.
I did see that.
That's an aggressive ask.
Didn't happen, huh?
Didn't happen.
Hard to believe.
Somewhat, not surprisingly, did not happen. Yeah. But look, I mean, if that's a sign of how aggressive the Hawks are being right now at the trade deadline, that's cool.
Does that mean you're aggressive for players or picks?
Oh, well, you know, here's the problem with picks. You don't know, like, through the forks in the road with other trades, what those picks are really going to look like. You know, Sacramento trading De'Aaron Fox, that's a bad break for the Hawks. Because the Hawks, I believe, have a Sacramento pick. And if they're in the lottery, it doesn't convey. Well, the Kings just took a step towards the lottery. You know, this thing, you mentioned Luka. You know, all these trades involving Lakers picks, what are they really worth? Like, picks that are not in the lottery are not that valuable. So, Randy, to your point, like, you could go out, you could shop guys for picks. You still have to make the salaries match, so you're going to have to bring contracts back in. But I don't know. Like, are you really going to be that well off if you get some Milwaukee first-round picks or some Boston first-round picks? No, because they're out of the lottery. They're essentially second-round picks at that point. So I get it. You want to have draft capital because that helps you in future trades. And the Hawks have, as we know, they've blown their draft capital with the DeJounte Murray trade. But I think you have to be really, really careful. You know, on the surface, you could see a report, hey, they're shopping this guy for three first-round picks. And that's great.
Right.
But what if the three first-round picks belong to OKC or Houston? Then it doesn't help you that much.
Well, and that's why with the De'Aaron Fox stuff, I saw so many graphics of comparing the return for Luka versus the return for Fox. Two-thirds of those picks are never going to convey. They're never going to get those
Sacramento
picks.
I think low-key won that trade. I actually really like that trade for Sacramento.
Remind me who they got back.
Zach LaVine.
Zach
LaVine. They got that Kevin Huerter contract. They got some bad contracts out of there.
Yeah.
They got the Kevin Huerter contract clean. So, like, they might take I think Sacramento's, like, eighth or ninth right now in the West. So they're probably going to struggle to stay in that play-in spot right now. They might take a small step back this year. But I think that could end up being a pretty good trade for Sacramento. It's a good trade for San Diego. I mean, the team that lost in that trade is Chicago. But Chicago, obviously, their priorities are changing dramatically. So, you know, we might see De'Aaron Fox tomorrow night with Wemby here in Atlanta. That could be a lot of fun. I think that helps San Antonio get over that hump to getting into the play-in. None of this, however, compares to the shockwaves that came. It's funny, Sunday morning, I thought it was a joke.
Me
when
too.
I woke up Sunday morning.
Everybody
I thought, that's got to be a hack. Yeah. There's no way. There's
everybody
no way
thought
possible.
Everybody got hacked.
Yeah, there's no way. Does it force you guys to reevaluate the Trey for Luka thing now?
Not really. No. Just because, I mean, to me, we're so far removed from it now. Like, so much stuff has happened.
To a reasonable person, we should be far removed from it. But
yeah,
we're not reasonable people.
No, I did see a lot of that on Sunday morning. Like, Hawks officially won that deal. It's like, well, I don't know. I just feel like... I wouldn't mind having Anthony Davis. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like, I don't know. It's not like the Mavericks short-term got robbed. I mean, I think you've got Kyrie and Anthony Davis, and, you know, you've got a team that can maybe make a little noise. Look, there has to be a reason, and we'll find out at some point.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
There has to be a reason why the Dallas Mavericks did it and did it this way. You saw a lot of Luka's weaknesses exploited in last year's NBA Finals, particularly defensively.
And emotionally.
Yeah, and I know like there have been concerns brought up. Yes, and I know there have been concerns brought up about his conditioning. If you're Dallas and you're looking at, we're going to have to pay this guy $345 million and we think he might break down on us, then you start to understand the why. The part I don't get is why didn't you put him on the open market?
Right.
Because
exactly.
You probably could have gotten a better return than what you got. That to me is, we'll find out eventually. There's got to be way more behind this
story. I'll go back to something real quick you were saying about the picks thing. When people say could have got more. Like a better player than Anthony Davis in the trade back?
Yeah, because I don't buy that. I don't think anybody's given up anything better than Anthony Davis. But maybe more picks. Maybe more.
Well, maybe a younger, maybe a comparable player, but slightly younger than Anthony Davis. Like, let's look around the league really quick at a contending team where Luka. Would you rather have Jimmy Butler than Anthony Davis?
No.
No.
Okay. I agree. I don't think I would either. Would you rather? I'll give you one. Would you rather have a Cade Cunningham or Anthony Davis? Would you? You can't say Jalen Brunson. You've already had him in Dallas, and you have Kyrie. But would you rather have?
Dude, if they would have traded Luka to Detroit,
what?
But whatever.
What if you trade him to Indiana for Tyrese Halliburton and Miles?
Well, because here's the thing: any team would have done it.
Like, absolutely.
The Mavericks calling you and saying, hey, keep this secret. We want to trade you Luka.
Yes.
Anybody would have done it. You would have made it work, whether it's Anthony Davis or whoever your star is. I just feel like, I don't know. The Anthony Davis part of it has been a little bit funny.
It's weird.
Because like, he's very good. Now, he's not Luka, but like he's older and all that.
I don't think
he's very good.
I don't think we as a basketball public appreciate how good Anthony Davis is for two reasons. Because he was playing in a small market and could never stay healthy. And then when he got to a better team, he was in LeBron's shadow.
And he's been hurt a lot.
I don't think we have a full appreciation for just how good he is.
I agree. You know? And maybe that'll happen in Dallas. Probably not. I mean, getting traded like this, and he's got to stay healthy.
I'll tell you what. If they would have picked up the phone and called Philadelphia, I think you could have gotten Embiid for Luka.
I believe that.
Definitely.
You know?
Definitely.
So now you really start to think, like, if you call Cleveland, could you have gotten one of those guards and Jared Allen?
Is there any team in the NBA that would have said no to anything? Like, what? Maybe Wemby. Maybe Dallas. Maybe the Spurs are like, no, we're not doing that.
Probably Wemby.
But that's it, right? Like,
I don't think the Bucks will give up. You think the Bucks will give up Giannis?
I think so.
Yeah, they have their title now.
I think they would.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's older. He might leave.
But it wouldn't be Giannis for Luka straight up.
Right.
You'd have to throw stuff in.
Giannis and Dame.
Okay.
Both of them. All right. Thank you, Mike.
Appreciate it.
We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.